we don't have like a very strong art industry, but you know, so I had a responsibility to come and, you know, grow, you know, in the country and at least make a change with art. Yeah.
So you studied computer studies. Uh-huh. How do you end up being an artist? You say you kind of feel like you had a calling or responsibility to bring art to Rwanda, but how do you go from computer science to artist?
Yeah, computer actually, there are so many domains in computer studies, like you can take graphic communication, but my major was actually network administration, which means that, which makes even matters very also complicated, you know, from network administration to being an artist. So being an artist is something that is inherent in you, like something I practiced while I was young, and it's like a natural learning, something that builds critical thinking, stimulates imagination, you know, like brings interaction and also take risk and also develops like craftsmanship. So I combined these kind of things, and I thought that if I could also move to that, I could also risk take and express myself psychologically, but at the same time use it also as an economic tool to help myself, but at the same time helping also other people that I work with. Yeah, that's, you know, people that are surrounding me, most especially in my community.
Can you talk a little bit about your art itself? Your art, there's so many textures to it. You mm-hmm. use a lot of different kind of textures, different kind of media within your art. Mm-hmm. And it's also very playful, I guess I would kind of say your art is.
Yeah.
Talk about your style and how you developed that style.
Yeah, being a self-taught artist, I don't like feel like how I have rules, you know. I try to express myself, I try to do not limit myself, and the use of textures show the strength of the painting, and diversity of colors are just trying to, you know, like most of my messages try to express like happiness, you know. You can be really rich, you can be really healthy, but if you're not happy, it's really bad. So I try to use happiness as a way of, overcome some challenges. So using bright colors is really good for me. I like that. And I don't like limit myself. I try to explore and learn every day. You know, I find art like something that is, it starts from your home, it's something that we live with, but it depends on how you take it and how you view it and how you can express it. So that's how I try to convey my message through art. Yeah.
So you have a nonprofit or an organization, it's called Art with a Mission, is mm-hmm. that correct? Mm-hmm. I guess, how did that get started, and who do you serve, and why do you do it?
That's a very good question. It's Art with a Mission is mainly a program that I started in 2010 after setting up my art business in 2007, and it's mainly something that I started like giving back since I was a self-taught artist, and I believed that being in a nation where we don't have like art schools, it will be something worthwhile to give back to children, most especially who are disadvantaged, like orphans. But it's been very successful, and the kids like it. And I used it more like a psychological healing tool. But in the future, it could be like an entrepreneurship skill that they could take and help them like pursue their social economic status. And it's really now very, very successful and very nice. And I'm trying to build it hard to extend it to more other people who are not disadvantaged, but also helping our young children, most especially with the name of creating the future generation of Rwandan artists.
Rwanda is a place that has had a lot of trial and tribulation. Is this artwork, or is allowing the opportunity for people to do this artwork, is this a chance for healing for mm-hmm. these people, for healing for Rwanda?
I think it's a country that has had so much to do, and art I don't think could be a priority, but we need it. You know, there's no a big economy without art, you know, without artists, without creative people. You know, like if you look at here, and you, we've been talking about New York City and all these big cities, the way they become very unique, it's the creative nature of that. And so any nation, I believe it could be very successful with creative people. So we're trying to build a creative culture with different forms of art, like painting, dancing, photography, and in the future we're trying to also do theater. We don't have theater at the moment, so I mean, some other people do theater, but we don't, like the center, we don't have that, and we think it could be something vital in the future to do. So with the artists that I'm working with, also the children, I think we doing really well on the side of like mapping and shaping Rwanda on the international globe, and we want to sell a story that Rwanda is a peaceful country at the moment, very nice, and we can erase the dark history that happened in 1994 and move on to the better future.
How have you seen artwork change some of the individuals that you've worked with through your programs?
Yeah, one of the things that I really like is when artists can grow, artists can have a space where they work from. Most of the problems that I've seen with artists, even in America, Europe, even in Africa, is some of the artists don't have a space where they can sell their art. And I've managed to find a venue where artists can produce art and they can sell it. And that brings competency through the fellow artists that they work with, which in economic terms brings efficiency, and at the same time, as a way of building their art career, brings also growth and development and maturity in the work they produce. And, you know, that's very good. It's something that working with artists who are self-taught from zero to some great artists, it's really important. And I am also embarked on like moving also from not gaining skill, like art as a knowledge, but also surviving from the skill and live on it, which has been like a very big problem in Africa at the moment, I guess, here in Europe, in America at the same time, where so many graduates, even skilled labor, don't get jobs. And try to serve like government posts, and there's lack of employment opportunities, and looking at artists trying to being entrepreneurs makes me really happy, and like using art as an entrepreneurship skill, as an employment opportunity, that gives me another phase of looking art as bringing opportunities, diversity in social, economic aspect of life. So I think that's really, really something that has been helping. And I mean, that's something that has been personally touching me. And also people expressing themselves, it's really good. And like Also, another thing is when people come from different countries and try to understand the culture of Rwanda, and we can, at least they can come and go back with a story that is locally produced from us, but we don't produce art which is locally, like local art, like African local art, but we are building art, the creative industry where we sell art, contemporary art that can compete on the international scene. So selling the story that we got this in Rwanda, so that makes me feel like Rwanda is now serving, like we're serving a purpose of selling Rwanda, like ambassadors.
Ambassadors through art, essentially.
Exactly, so which makes me happy at the moment.